Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 4th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot and asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? We have the Three of Wands reversed, so this could be a period of self-reflection. Maybe you're about to enter this time, or you're leaving it, or even maybe kind of putting it off. I feel like right now is just a good time to assess what you've done with your life, what you've done with your day, if you want to do some adjustments, right? Right now is a good time to see where you can maybe shift focus, maybe what you need to do less of, what you need to do more of. And I feel like right now is a good time to honor yourself, right? Honor your accomplishments, because no matter how you might be feeling about yourself day to day, moment to moment, you have done a lot, right? You've tried your best and you've accomplished many things. And if you look within yourself, you'll be able to see that, right? And I feel like maybe you've been wanting to branch out into doing something more external, maybe sharing your goods and services with others. And now's a good time to kind of start to think about this, start to kind of put that into the boiling pot of ideas, into what you want to be creating, what you envision yourself creating, maybe something you've always wanted to do. Like, maybe ask yourself, what is stopping you from creating that thing? What can you do right now, no matter how small the step, to take you past this? I feel like this sense of an obstacle, right? That maybe the obstacle is kind of in your mind, your mindset. Now's a good time to assess and question yourself about that. We have the King of Pentacles upright. This card to me is about stability, being grounded, the earth, material wealth, financial stability, being able to feel comfortable in your opulence, in your riches, in your abundance, right? This card to me is powerful in the sense of you being stubborn and going for your goals and knowing that you have everything right now to get yourself to where you want to be. I can sense that that's connected to the Three of Wands reversed in the way that maybe you are being very ambitious, or you have always been ambitious, right? But maybe a part of you has kind of put a wet towel on that and said, you know what, don't be ambitious. People don't like that. And like, you know what, you don't like that now. And you've kind of been telling yourself this story that isn't authentic to you, right? If you want to shine bright, go ahead and shine bright. Don't think, oh, I have to get the approval of everybody around me first. Oh, I don't want to bother the world. Oh, I don't want to disturb whatever's happening. I don't want to mess with the status quo. Do what feels right for yourself. We have the Ace of Cups reversed. So definitely fill your cup today. You might be feeling like you need to replenish yourself, right? Learn to say no to others, and know that saying no to others does not make you a bad person. It's saying yes to yourself, right? If you keep saying yes to the world and you don't actually want to say yes, then you're saying no to yourself and you're not showing yourself self-love. And that's going to end up manifesting in ways that are emotional, like stressful. You're not going to be feeling good. You're going to be wondering, why don't I feel good? How can I feel good? But you just have to start with yourself, nurturing yourself, being your best partner to yourself, being your best parent to yourself, being the best, most loving friend that you can be to yourself, and filling your cup up with things that you love, music that you love, arts, creations, exercise, community, whatever you feel will feed your soul at this time, go ahead and do that. I feel like that's really important right now. On the back, I'm seeing the Lovers reverse. So you might be breaking up with parts of yourself, or maybe I'm seeing parts of yourself that have linked you to other people in a certain way, right? Sometimes we make these agreements with people, these attachments that are then found in this codependency where you're kind of giving too much, but you also kind of want to give it. And they, of course, like it because you're getting like a good amount of energy from you, which feeds them. But I feel like right now is a good time to reassess what adjustments you need to make right now to be your most happy, to be your most stable, and to be able to grow. Because sometimes we need to cut off parts of ourselves because that's not authentic to us, right? It did help us get to where we are today, but we can't keep being the same person as we ask for transformation, as we start to step into this role of the King of Pentacles. So I'm kind of sensing some change and some shift in your relationships, and know that you can get through it, right? Don't think that because things are tumultuous right now or will be, don't be afraid of change. Change is here to help you. Just keep asking for your highest good and for the highest good of all, and you will receive. But right now I'm just getting, fill your cup and start to assess what you want to add and remove from your life. And just be grounded in yourself, right? If you want to tap into the King of Pentacles energy, start to envision yourself just covered in gold, covered in riches, covered in beautiful plants. Maybe go outside and walk around barefoot, right? Really ground yourself down into this earth, because you are here right now and you have all the qualities of the King of Pentacles. It's just about being brave enough to step into this power, which I can sense you're going to do. But I just kind of sense like you kind of need to look back at your life and then forward and then presently, right? And then to stay grounded in your present right now. We have the Sun reversed on the back. So this card to me is about being able to be who you are, regardless of your circumstances, and knowing that you yourself are going to attract all that is meant for you just by being yourself, right? I feel like right now, maybe the facades of inauthenticity are falling off. Maybe these masks that we've been wearing, these personas, right? Ego does a lot to protect us so we can navigate the world safely. But sometimes we kind of need to shift, right? We need to take off these masks. We need to start being more authentic. It's kind of like peeling the layers off an onion to get to who you truly are, and in a way that you can express yourself more fully, more authentically, so that you can go ahead and attract all that you want for your life, right? By being who you're meant to be, by shining your light bright, you're going to attract that which is meant for you. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. Going to ask, what does collective need to know today? We have Liliel, Angel of Night. So this card to me is about the dream state, nighttime, right? And sometimes this could also be the dark night of the soul. So you might be feeling this period of transformation, right? Like I'm getting the image of a butterfly in a cocoon, right? Like once again, you are in this cocoon and you don't quite know what's going to be out there. But I feel like right now, if you can focus on hope and maintaining that faith on this hope, right? On the light of what could be, on the positives in your life, if you maintain the communication with the universe alive, this will be able to guide you through this dark time, right? And this could also be a call to action to go outside, maybe sit under the stars for a bit, observe your world around you, observe your reality, right? Ground down into the mystical nature of night, right? And how stars seem to shine. Hazmed, Angel of Annihilation. This card comes up whenever there needs to be something removed from your life. And I feel like this has to do with the Lovers Reversed card and how you kind of need to reassess how you engage with others. Maybe right now you are questioning how you've been interacting. And if you want to keep interacting that way, right? If something doesn't make you feel good, then ask yourself, why do I keep doing this? Is it because I'm afraid that they're going to withdraw their love from me? Is it because I don't feel safe enough to be myself? Like, what is it, right? Ask yourself these questions. Spend some time alone to figure out what you need to remove, what needs to be annihilated, what needs to be given to Hazmat to just remove from your life. Because if you're asking for transformation, if you want to be the King of Pentacles, at the same time, you cannot be the you that you are right now in the future, right? Like the future you is going to be different. So right now it's a time of assessing, you know, Three of Wands, reverse energy, assessing what can I not bring with myself in my journey, like what can't come along, right? What needs to stay behind? What do I need to shift and transform? I'm seeing Zadkiel, Angel of Mercy. So be kind to yourself, right? When you start when you start being kind to yourself, you start being kind to others, you start to see people with a more loving eye, you know, and I kind of sense that maybe you've been beating yourself up a lot and that's why you don't feel good. That's why you kind of feel like, no, like I need to be, I feel like a part of you, there's this battle going on. A part of you wants for you to keep being the same way. But the more higher self part of you, the one that's like about to evolve, the one that knows, the one that's kind of in the future, is saying, no, you are not going to be the same person tomorrow or the day after that. Like, you are not going to be the same person this next moment. You're always changing, right? So be merciful upon yourself. And if you feel guilty about something, just go ahead and meditate on that, right? Ask for Zadkiel to show mercy on you, right? Because sometimes when we do things and we're like, wow, I'm not proud of myself, we can start to attack ourselves. And then this piles on and it just becomes a stress ball. And we don't need that, right? As for transformation, you're not alone. I'm seeing Uriel, Angel of Flame on the back. So focus on what you desire. And what you don't desire, imagine this beautiful fire in front of you and you throwing everything that is, does not aid you, does not feel good, anything that you're ready to transform, throw it into this fire. And then watch as the fire gets bigger, right? And the fire is transmuting all this energy for you. So you're going to be gaining so much more access to your authentic self when you do this, right? When you start to fill your cup, that Ace of Cups reverse card, fill your cup with things that you love, you're going to start to be fueling this fire within you, right? Go back to what makes you feel good, to what you desire in your life. I'm going to thank this deck, thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle deck. What does collective need to know today? We have the Mentors and Role Models card that fell out. Oh, and we have the What Do You Love card. Let's pull one more. Clear the past. So definitely right now, take some time to envision who you want to become, how you want to engage with the world, what goods and services you want to offer, what you want your day-to-day to look like, and start to gain inspiration from other people that you admire, that you look up to, people that you willingly listen to their podcasts or to their channels or read their books or watch their shows. Start to consume their content in a way that you start to filter out, oh, I like this. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, what are they doing? Start to allow your curiosity to lead you into creating this beautiful vision board of what you would like your life to look like, right? The Three of Wands reverse card came up because it's a time to reassess what you've done, what you want to do different moving forward, what you envision yourself doing, and the power you're going to be standing in, and how you're going to be engaging with the world. So start to look for your mentors and role models that can go ahead and be these guidelines, these like light posts that are kind of showing you the way through the darkness, right? That reminds me of the Leliel Angel of Night card. These mentors and role models can be a light for you, right? Can kind of be like a beacon, like, oh, let me head that way. Oh, okay, great. I gathered all the information. Okay, now where am I going to head to? Let me head this way. Okay, great. Gather more information. Through this gathering of information of moving forward and through these different role models and chapters, you're gaining new ideas, right? At the same time you're gaining new ideas, you are letting go of that which doesn't fit you right now. What Do You Love came out. Start to speak out loud to the universe. If you don't already do this, it's a very powerful way to connect and to manifest. And start to appreciate all the gifts that you have right now. What do you love? Do you love your body? What do you love your coffee? Do you love the internet? Do you love fresh water? Like, do you love your plants? Do you love your home? Just keep going on making this beautiful list of what you love and speak it out loud, right? Using your voice so the universe can hear you and that can reverberate back at you. Clear the past came out. That Three of Wands reverse energy, right? Get rid of anything that doesn't serve you. Start to remove things that don't make you feel good, that you might be having on a loop on play, right? Things that make you feel bad. Maybe times that you've messed up. Maybe things that you feel guilty about or shame or something that isn't high frequency. Start to clear the past for that, right? You don't have to keep beating yourself for the rest of your life to be a good person. Right, I'm kind of sensing that some belief systems need to go with this big clearing. On the back, I'm seeing expect the best. So definitely start to envision yourself as a magnet, right? And tell the universe, like, hi, I expect the best. Let's start this day. And move through the world in this way. It's very powerful. The universe wants to give you what you want. You just have to start being open to it, right? Being open to this change and transformation, to the symbolism, to what you see, to what your dreams say, to what makes you feel curious and inspired and good. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and goodbye.